This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Two swing and a miss. He struck him out. Jared Jones looks like he's on another planet. This guy is unreal. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. David Bednar with the save. Jared Jones is the winner, and the Pirates bury the losing streak, and they beat the Brewers tonight 4-2.
We said it yesterday, Norm. You got to let him go. Got to let him pitch. Don't pull him early. Pirates in desperate need of a win. Needed to break that losing streak. Four-game series against the first-place Brewers. First division series of the year. It's not time to baby Jared Jones. Now, you and me were two of the only people who were defending the Pirates' decision to pull Jared Jones when they did against the Mets after 59 pitches. It is a little bit confusing to me, though, how you're so careful with him one start. I mean, he threw 59 pitches, 50 strikes. He was absolutely cruising. You pull him, and then the next time out, you let him go 91 pitches and high stress to where the bases are chooched for his final batter, and the pressure is totally on the young man. And you say, all right, you've got the ball for the rest of this inning, no matter what happens, come hell or high water. The inconsistency is a little strange to me.
What inning did he get pulled?
He went six.
So he went one more inning.
One more inning, but 32 more pitches.
So it's basically just an innings limit for him. So it's like, okay, we're going to give you one more inning. I don't think it mattered how many pitches he pitched the other day, that they were going to cap him off at five innings. Like if he pitched,
right.
If he pitched 80 pitches, like it didn't matter. He wasn't coming out until the fifth inning. Like this start yesterday was like, okay, we're going to give you one more inning, no matter how many.
You'll go six.
Yeah, you could have pitched 120 pitches. You're going to pitch six innings. So the consistency is there as I think through it with the innings because they upped them and they raised him a little
bit. I think that's dumb though.
Yeah.
Not that you're saying it. It's dumb that they would think of it that way. If in fact that is the way they're thinking about it, because innings are made up.
Right.
I mean, it's a made up thing.
Right. There's no calculation to how many times or what's going to go on in an inning. I mean, an inning can last an hour.
Exactly. Not every inning is created equally, yeah. And not every pitch is created equally, too. I do get that. A breaking ball is going to do something different to your elbow than is a fastball, and pitching from the stretch is going to be different than pitching from the windup, and pitching with guys on base and having to bear down is different than pitching with nobody on base. Like, I get all that. I think if you're trying to preserve a young arm, then pitches thrown would be more of an exact science than innings thrown. Not that either is an exact science. I don't want to be the guy that didn't complain after the 59 pitch outing, and then going to be the guy that complains after the 91 pitch outing. I'm just wondering what the rhyme or reason is here. And I will say this. I think if you get into a playoff series with Jared Jones, Paul Skenes, and Mitch Keller, you got a shot to beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're also not going to get into the playoffs if you totally baby these guys. You need them to be able to go five or more innings when they pitch, or else your bullpen's going to get rocked. And so I will bring this back up again. And this is babying them in a different way. I think that I would go to that six-man rotation. That way you can keep the innings count down on a Jared Jones, on a Paul Skenes, but you would allow them to then go five or more innings every time. And you wouldn't have to be as worried because you're not going to make as many starts. I want them, when they get their opportunity, to take their turn in the rotation, to give everything that they can give. And I think the best way to do that is probably go to a six-man rotation, and you can be light on your feet. Mm-hmm. If Bailey Falter turns into a pumpkin, if he turns into the Bailey Falter he was last year, and really the Bailey Falter he was over the course of his career, well, then you adjust on the fly, and you go back to a five-man rotation.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
But so long as Bailey Falter and the rest of these starters, they've pitched well, continue to pitch well, I'd go to a six-man rotation. And I think that is something that Pirates fans could wrap their arms around. Yeah. And it's almost the compromise here.
Yeah.
Let them be them when they do take the mound, but also you can protect them by giving them an extra day rest before they take the mound.
Would the six-man rotation still be in effect if they do make the playoffs?
No. No, I mean, we'd have to count up the innings and the pitches and all that by then. But if they were able to make the playoffs, you're going Jones, Skenes, Keller. And then you see if you even, depending on how long the series is, then you might consider throwing another guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I would go, I would tighten it up come the postseason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could live with that. I like it.
I think it's the best available option to them. Instead of Jared, today, buddy, we love you. We need you. Today, though, pal, you're only going five. You might throw 12 pitches in five innings.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going five. Hey, Skenes, we're only going to let you go four today. That's not going to make any Pirates fan happy because we saw the reaction when they pulled Jones before. We were the only two people who weren't mad. The spectrum was people were pissed or they were the two of us.
Yeah.
There was nobody else defending it. There was nobody in between. It was either pissed or us. That's going to be the case when Skenes comes up times 10 because of the hype surrounding this guy. So what's the best available option at their disposal when your starting rotation has actually, surprisingly, been a strength? Just go to a six-man rotation. It makes all the sense in the world to me. And, you know, Skenes is getting used to pitching every fifth day now in the minors, and they want to be able to see if he can do that. Great. He's going to need to do that at some point. But we know he can go once a week. We know he can go every sixth day. So he should feel actually better about that if and when he comes up too.
Yeah. I'm starting to warm to it.
I just think it's so much better than pick a start here and there, and these guys are only going to be able to throw 60 pitches.
Right.
You're not setting them up for success.
Or your team
up for success. And Ben Charrington said this weekend that winning baseball games is still the most important thing. Well, okay, if it's the most important thing, find a way to let those guys be them every time they take them out. And it doesn't mean you can't dial them back from time to time. You do need to be thoughtful with the way that you approach these guys. If 6 days rest, you still find these guys are getting fatigued, okay, then you can adjust on the fly. That is the one thing that I do think they need to be better at, is that adjustment on the fly. Because they were married to the five innings against mm-hmm. the Mets. And the way he was dealing, they should have let him go long. They could, excuse me, don't want to step on my own point here, they could have let him go longer. They're married to certain philosophy. You got to be more light on your feet. These guys aren't created in a lab. Both guys are different. You might need to treat both guys differently. One guy's built like a brick you-know-what house who 100 looks effortless, and the other guy, Jared Jones, it looks like he's putting every ounce of strength he has in every single pitch he throws. So just be thoughtful and able to move those goalposts on the fly. But I would go to a six-man rotation.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.